This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
I wanted to come on here and say I think Paul Skeens is already the best athlete in Pittsburgh because I'm ready to, for now, remove TJ Watt from that discussion. I don't think TJ Watt, when we thought about this last summer, when Skeens was on this meteoric rise, and it was Skeens, and it was Watt, and it was Sid, it was, I think, just about even. We would put poll questions up, and it would be remarkable how close they were between all three guys. I have to remove Watt because of how badly he finished last year. What was his stat line in the playoff game? He didn't show up on the stat sheet.
No.
He had zero tackles. He didn't even have an assisted tackle. He didn't touch a quarterback.
Somebody made a comp that I thought was pretty good about him in the playoffs. He reminds them of Pirates' Barry Bonds, great in the regular season, playoffs.
He had that touchdown against the Chiefs, but he just picked up a football. He didn't do anything to really cause it to happen.
No, he did not.
So I don't feel right now, even though he was fourth in Defensive Player of the Year voting, and for most of last year it looked like he was going to win that award, I don't think Watt is on the same level as Skeens. So that leaves Sid. And I was going to say I think Skeens is already better than Sid, but as I thought about it in the back before the show, I don't want to say that yet. Why? What are you making that face for?
Sometimes you have shown a kind of an unsettling ability to guess what I'm thinking without me ever like tipping my hand with pre-show comments.
Just
guess, you correctly ascertain. And I knew we were going to talk about this, and so I started thinking, well, how do I feel about it? And Skeens is spectacular, but then I said,
so we both thought too much today. We both should have one of us should have come in here with no prep and just willy-nillied it and said Skeens is the best, F Sid, 412-928-9370.
I only thought about it for a second because I immediately switched over to Sid for this reason. Skeens has been incredible, record-setting, as we already pointed out, in terms of his history in the game through 35 starts and at his age and everything else. But we always give a nod whenever we're trying to compare great players across sports to the guy who does it for longer. And we give a nod to championships, and the championships part of it is not really Skeens' fault, but the longevity part is absolutely relevant, and Sid has just been that dude in hockey.
I don't
for 20 years.
That's not what I... But
okay, so we came about it at different ways.
I did not measure what their career was.
Okay.
I'm talking about what they are right now, because based on career, Watt is ahead of Skeens. He has to be. He's one Defensive Player of the Year. He has led the league in sacks. He was first team All-Pro four times in a row. So if you go about it that way, then you still have to put Watt ahead of Skeens.
Okay.
You have to put Hayward ahead of Skeens if you do it that way. You have to put Malkin ahead of Skeens. You have to put Letang ahead of Skeens. But just for what they are right now, I actually think a 37-year-old hockey player is still slightly better than him, and his peers agreed. He was voted the most complete player in hockey this year. He was ninth in points, which is just mind-boggling that he had more points this year than he did when he was 27 years old, when he played a full year.
His game has shown no real signs of suffering. I think in the last couple of years, there have been one or two small stretches where the Josh Yoeys of the world who cover the team have said, ooh, Sid looks like he's going through a little funk, and then boom, snaps out of it.
But here's where the season body of work hurt Skeens for me. If he had pitched in April like he has in May, I think I would say he's the best athlete we have in this town right now. And I'm guessing by the time we get to the end of the year, I'll feel that way because I think he's going to end up winning the Cy Young Award, even with his 4-5 record and pitching on a team that looks like it's going to lose at least 90 to 95 games, maybe even 100. He's the favorite right now on FanDuel at plus 165. He doesn't have all the stats yet. His strikeout rate is still down a little bit, but that's starting to tick back up.
Didn't you officially proclaim him back after his last start? Not the most recent one, but the one before that?
Oh, he's all the way back. Not just back.
And the fact that he went out and had another really good start after that means he's pony jinx proof.
Not back, all the way back. Even better.
Well, the strikeout numbers we want to see go up, though.
Well, they were good again yesterday.
I know, but we still want to see the full number tick back up. I mean, I think the greatest compliment to him, I would still give Crosby the nod just because maybe I'm marveling at what he's doing at his age, but I think even on a pound-for-pound basis, if you take the age out of it, it's still hugely impressive.
Do you think he's more impressive at 23 than Sid was at 23? What if I ask it that way?
No, I don't.
Still no?
No, because Sidney Crosby at 21 was the captain of a team that had won a Stanley Cup with all that entails.
Yeah. Pretty good rebuttal there. That's a tough one. Man, it's crazy. He was in his sixth NHL season at 23.
I know, dude.
That is wild.
I know.
He'd already won a Stanley Cup, and he'd already been a Hart Trophy winner.
I hate bringing this up. He was on the way to having the best season of his career at that point. He was on pace for 132 points when the Steckel and Hedman hits happened.
Yep.
It was disgusting. Anyway, no, Sid on a pound-for-pound basis is still, like, I think you can compare him favorably to Skeens. Now I completely lost my Skeens train of thought. Oh, no, you know what's, this is what it is that's kind of, like, wild
now
about him.
Now I'm getting texts in that are saying we're being unfair to Watt.
We're not.
Come on, he's coming now.
He's coming off of another disappearing act in the playoffs. You could have put his face on the side of a milk carton. He's one of the best pure pass rushers that's ever played defense for this franchise. So there, I'm giving him his flowers. He's probably gotten jobbed at least once for a Defensive Player of the Year award. He is not coming off of a great season. Cam Hayward, if we were really doing this for Steelers defenders, has a better case to be mentioned right this second as the best Pittsburgh athlete in this town. If the Steelers get a nominee, I'd actually put Cam there instead of Watt right this second. Another 36 or 37.
So would you put Hayward ahead of Skeens? I would not do that.
I wouldn't, but man, it's closer than it probably should be because Hayward was a first-team All-Pro again, which is a hell of an honor. Like, puts him in rarefied air. But no, I do think the measure of Skeens' greatness for me that's become apparent is we did have conversations in April because he was mortal and he was human. Oh boy, like, are we getting like a fall back to earth? We had people who sometimes I think follow our lead on this stuff hysterically saying he's just another solid pitcher. He's not going to be great. You look up.
Well, there was a lot of tinkering going on.
You look up, and I'm talking about things like arm tunneling.
Oh yeah, we talked about arm angle where he was throwing the ball.
That was because it was pitch tunneling. They one beget the other, and look where he is. Like, look what the numbers are. Look what he did.
His ERA's under 2 this month.
Joe Block was in his bag last night, but he ain't like. Look what he did to a really good offense. Didn't they lead the NL in runs last year?
They led all of baseball in runs last year.
They weren't like maybe your like team full of, you know, Bronx Bullies or Bronx Bombers or Blake Street Bombers or whatever. That's the Colorado Rockies of way back when. But they were a team that would just constantly put runs on you with like this relentless approach. And he just went out there and silenced them. He shushed them. That's big boy baseball. You'd like it to be happening, by the way, for a team that maybe was 7 games under and is clawing its way back into the race instead of still almost 20 games under, but he's definitely here and still doing it.
Donnie, how would you answer that question? Do you think Skeens on his 23rd birthday is the best athlete in Pittsburgh?
I'm not going to put him ahead of Sidney Crosby, but I do think he's second. I think it's pretty clear Crosby and Skeens 1-2.
Is Skeens closer to Sid or is Skeens closer to what? Is it Sid gap Skeens or is it Sid Skeens gap what?
Oh, I've got a definitive answer for this.
I think I would actually say that Skeens is closer to Crosby, but Crosby definitively number one.
Ooh. How about this? How about this? Crosby, small gap Skeens, bigger gap Hayward for me.
Oh, man, this is an anti-Watt show.
No. Hayward had a better year. Fact.
Alex texts in, why no love for Chris Boswell? I don't know, man. He's a kicker. He's awesome.
How long until we can put O'Neal Cruz in this conversation? And start talking about him as like the bet, like a guy performing at that kind of peak level.
That's probably one of my favorite like funny things about sports talk. What you just did there, I love when people say in the conversation, because everyone when they say in the conversation doesn't mean to say that the person should be number one. They just want them to be included in the discussion.
Just
put him in the conversation.
Just a little nudge for the work he's doing.
Can we just get him in the conversation? No one actually thinks he is the best.
Have this 3 weeks from now, and Henry Davis might be making his claim here, boys. How about that Bucko Auction House, baby?
In 3 weeks, Ben Cherington might have an extension at this rate if he keeps hitting.
Every rose has its thorn.
No, you can't put Boswell in there. I'm sorry. I know he's probably better at his job than the other guys are at theirs, but I can't put a specialist in with...
I wouldn't. How far, if you were making
a hockey player who plays 200 feet and a guy that goes out there and throws 108 pitches every day.
How far down the list of players, if you were making a who are the best, whatever, 10 athletes in Pittsburgh list, how far down that list is Cruz right this second? I am curious where you guys would answer that part of it. Like, obviously, he doesn't belong in this discussion, but if I just said where on the top 10 athletes going in Pittsburgh.
Well, I would put Watt, Hayward, and no, I'm not going to do Boswell.
Can't put Minka ahead of him on this list either.
I'm not going to. Frankly, another Penguin doesn't deserve it. I'm not doing Carlson. I'm not doing Malkin.
Malkin, not doing after Letang. Previous season, not this past one.
You know what? I mean, you could put
top five.
I think Brian Rust would be ahead of him. And I think Raquel would be close, but I would want to lean Cruz.
Is somebody like Metcalf not eligible because he hasn't played here yet?
He's got to play here.
Does?
I think. Dude, Zach Frazier probably has a better case than some of these guys.
That's a good call, Malzy.
Well, he's an up-and-comer. He's on my up-and-coming list.
He's on a completely different list, Donnie.
He's not in the conversation. Yeah. He's in the up-and-comer category.
Yeah, we have a separate category. There aren't too many up-and-comers, unfortunately. It's a very bare category.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.